Welcome to Eternal Christendom, consecrated to Our Lady for the glory of our Lord. I'm Joshua Charles. We know these are dark times, and in dark times, we need to fight evil with the best weapons we have, and the Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin is definitely one of those weapons. So the Great Rosary Campaign, it's a year-long mission for the conversion of cultural leaders. Every week on Sunday, we announce a weekly call to pray for a specific fallen away Catholic or a non-Catholic, and so you can sign up to receive updates in your inbox at greatrosarycampaign.com. Thank you very much for the enthusiasm many of you have shown for this. It's truly something unique, I think, in the evangelistic apologetic space. We're not just trying to make arguments. We actually want to get some skin in the game, not only in terms of prayer, but through our bodies with penance. And so this week, the rosary target is Robert F. Kennedy Jr., RFK Jr., and the suggested penance. This one's going to be multifaceted in the spirit of RFK and his very welcome embracing of good health and exercise and all that. I want to present three options for penance because some of you may already do some of this. So if you don't exercise enough or you know you've been needing to exercise and you haven't, go for an exercise, you know, strength training. And if you already exercise and that's not an issue, go for a full 24 hours when you eat, have no added sugar whatsoever. And then if those are things you already do or are pretty easy for you, then do a holy hour for RFK Jr. So RFK, obviously, you know, you mention anybody involved in politics these days, some people are going to love you, some people are going to hate you. I am personally very excited about some of the things RFK Jr. has talked about doing with our big pharma, big industrial food complex. But RFK has also said a number of things that are disturbing. He's a baptized Catholic. I know he attended Mass growing up. And he has said quite a few things that are very contradictory to the Catholic faith, not the least of which is a stance on abortion that is very pro-choice. It seems like he has walked some of that back over the last few months, and hey, I will accept that. I think that's great. It needs to be moved back further to a full embracing of the dignity of life from conception and natural death, as the Church teaches. I don't know if RFK goes to Mass every Sunday. But I've seen some many hopeful glimmers in RFK. I think he's in many ways a good man. But we also have heard about just other things he struggled with. And so for these and all these reasons and others, we want to pray for his conversion. We want him to come fully back to the Catholic faith, to embrace the fullness of truth and Eucharistic communion in Christ Catholic Church. And, he's a very, very interesting man who I think there's a lot to work with. You know, the Church talks about grace building on nature. There's a lot in his nature that grace can work with, and he has received the sacraments. He's been baptized. I believe he's been confirmed. I believe he's received the Eucharist a number of times throughout his life. I think they grew up going to Mass, him and his family. Obviously, Robert F. Kennedy Sr., who is the brother of the slain president, John F. Kennedy. And so let's pray for RFK Jr. this week. And again, if you don't exercise or you know you need to exercise, exercise for some penance, strength training in particular. If you already exercise, take a whole day, 24 hours with whatever you eat, no added sugar. And if those are already things you already do, then do a holy hour for RFK. And if you want, do all three of them. I'm a huge believer in Eucharistic adoration, especially for conversion. And I'll tell you, whenever you're in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament, for me personally, few things are as peaceful, and you can sense God's presence there because guess what? He is there. And so I think that'd be a wonderful thing to do for RFK Jr. in any event. So reminder, we pray the rosary for three main reasons. One, to keep the faith, for repentance and moral conversion, moral renovation rather, and for conversions, meaning from those who are fallen away Catholics or those who aren't Catholic coming into the Catholic Church. And remember, for the Great Rosary Campaign, we have six key biblical themes. First, we pray for our brethren. Second, we pray for our enemies. Third, we pray for our leaders and those in authority. RFK Jr. has been nominated to be the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Very, very interesting development. Like I said, on the big pharma corporate food complex, I'm very excited to see what he hopefully is able to do with that because we have a lot of unhealthy things in our food. Any of you have gone to Europe, you know that immediately. You go to Europe, you have the food there, and it tastes not only better, but it's just the way they do things is a lot better than the way we've been doing it in our country for too long. So that's very exciting. But he's a leader already, but he's especially going to be an even higher leader when he becomes the secretary of HHS. So we need to be praying for him. Fourth biblical theme is we go into battle with the Ark. In this case, the new Ark of the Covenant, Our Lady, as the Israelites went around Jericho for 7 days with the old Ark, and then the priests blew the trumpet at the end. On the seventh day, those walls came crumbling down. So whatever walls are around RFK Jr.'s heart with respect to the Catholic faith or fully embracing Eucharistic communion in the church, we are hoping and praying through the intercession of Our Lady that those walls come crumbling down on the seventh day of our Great Rosary campaign. And we may not see the full fruit of that right away, but we trust that at least some of that wall will come down. Fifth biblical theme is evangelism and apologetics, but it equals more than just that. It equals four things: love, arguments, prayer, and penance. Many people just start with the arguments, and that's as far as they go. But they don't realize that you actually have to be rooted in love, which is loving another human being for the sake of their highest good, which is God. And so you never treat a human being in any other way other than in view of where we ultimately want all of us to be, which is with God forever. So love, then you make your arguments, but then to supercharge it, we pray and we offer penance. And that's something that we Catholics especially need to do if we want to be as effective at sharing the faith and seeing conversions, and frankly, conversion in our own life as well. Sixth and finally, return good for evil. We all know, I'm a former Protestant, so I definitely know, if you're publicly praying the rosary, you're probably going to get a lot of, J.D. Vance did that kind of funny meme face at the debate that's become a meme since then. You're probably going to get a lot of looks like that and probably some nasty words from a lot of Protestants. So if and when that happens, return good for evil. Say something kind. Don't attack them. Many of them don't know better. And for those who are doing it in bad faith, and there are plenty of those too, just ask Our Lady to give you the grace from our Lord to treat them with kindness. And who knows, maybe doing that and offering the rosary for them will lead to their conversion one day. So with that, we'll close with our normal anthem verse, Psalm 73, 25 through 26. Who have I in heaven but you, and on earth I desire nothing besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but the Lord is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.